You're listening to The Point. Diana DeGioia is a Cape-based singer-songwriter whose sound combines blues, rock, and country. Her lyrics are poignant, funny, and at times self-deprecating. The combination keeps your attention. Diana DeGioia, welcome back to the program. Good to see you.
Thank you.
So every time we have a show about music on the Cape, I'm reminded about how lucky we are to have such a breadth of musical talent in our region. And what strikes you about the music scene on the Cape, particularly female artists?
Well, I would say the most striking thing is how supportive they are. There's a really nice camaraderie between the women songwriters and performers on the Cape. There's a lot of support. We do a lot of things together whenever we have the opportunity, whether it's something like the Cape Cod Women's Music Festival, or there are annual events that go on around International Women's Day that will bring together a number of women songwriters. And the Cape is unique in the way that there are so many outdoor performance opportunities in the warmer months, often put on by chambers of commerce or other nonprofit groups, which gives original artists like myself a place to perform that we otherwise wouldn't have in some other community.
And get to try your stuff out, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, so talk about your creative process. What inspires you?
You know, that's a tough one. Lyle Lovett once said in an interview that I read that writing a song isn't hard, but getting a good idea for a song is hard. Mm. And I definitely find that, you know, I have kind of a method of just trying to sit and space out a little bit. You know, the whole kind of letting your mind wander, wool gathering sort of place that you can put your brain into where it just floats around and looks for something interesting to land on. And that is helpful for me. Mm. If I can get myself into that dreamy kind of space and just see what comes up, sometimes I feel like I'm fishing for like a word or a phrase or a little line. And if I can grab onto that, then I can kind of work with it and see what develops.
So do you write the music and lyrics in tandem, or does one come before the other?
Often I'm writing the lyrics first. I'm really word-centered. I'm kind of a word nerd, and it's a lot of fun for me to put together rhymes or internal rhymes or unexpected, you know, clever things. And then, you know, I'll pick up a guitar, and often I'll have an idea what style of music I want for the song, and I'll just have to keep going at it and going at it until I can find something that will fit in that style.
Let's hear a cut off your new album, Nevermore. The track is titled I Let My Cool Grow Cold.
I let my cool grow cold. I let my sneakers get old. I let my style grow stale, I forgot to inhale. I let my cool grow cold. It seems I've lost the knack. I must have stepped on a crack. I fell out with the crew, I never got a tattoo. I let my cool grow cold. There was a time when my cool was all I had. It was a carefully constructed illusion of rebellion. I had never really been bad. But then my radio traded in the rock and roll for the NPR. Next thing I know, someone's calling me Nana from the back seat of my car. I let my scene get square. I didn't gel my hair. I used my cell phone for calls. I've been seen at the mall. I let my cool grow cold.
All right, what inspired that song?
Well, all you have to do is hang around with people in their 20s to kind of understand that you're not cool anymore. And it's a tough one. It's hard to let that in.
You're a different kind of cool.
Yeah, well, I hope so.
You're not afraid to laugh at yourself. So what do you think gives you that freedom?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I've always been a person who'd be happy to be the butt of my own joke as long as everybody was laughing. I mean,
laughing with you.
Yes, exactly. Well, that's the important thing. You know, when I first started writing for an audience and writing songs in a way to take them out, it was a couple of years after coming out as a lesbian in my late 30s. And that was how I ended up naming my band Out Late before I even had a band. Mm-hmm. There was a band name. And I was picking up studio musicians for the first CD and just calling it the band, Out Late. But it was at that point a few years back when I was able to look back at some of the what had been really kind of gut-wrenching situations and find the humor and kind of be able to relay the humor in a way that could let people in, whether they were had a life story like mine or a completely different story.
Yeah, they could relate. Yeah. So tell us about your bandmates and how working with them influences your songwriting.
Oh, it definitely does. Now, this is the first time that our lead guitarist in the band has been primarily a rock guitarist, an electric guitarist. Jay Hagenbuckle did all of the arranging of the guitar parts and most of the bass and all of the drum tracks for the CD, the new CD. And he did an incredible job of really fleshing out what, when I write it, is just a melody line and a rhythm. You know, he put in all this depth, and he's been in a surf band, and he's been in bar bands, and he brings a lot of his experience from theater to the music. He's a sound designer for the Cape Cod Theater Company when he's not performing in one of several bands on the Cape. So I love what that's brought to our sound. It's brought kind of like a 60s surf sound and a little rockabilly.
A little edge.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And Peter Giordano, our bass player, just is so steady and has been doing this since he was 17. And he's, you know, he's a mature adult, I would say. I don't want to, you know, name his age, but it's entirely possible he can collect Social Security. And, you know, he just does a great job. He joined us about a year ago. My wife, Melody Massey, sings harmonies with us and has recently gotten into playing some hand percussion. That's just a joy to be able to sing with your partner.
All right, let's hear another cut from Nevermore. This is titled Hold On. Anything you want to tell us before we hear it?
Well, this is a blues song, but it's not completely blue. There's a little hope. You got to kind of hang in to the end. There's a coyote howling in a pitch black night. There's a knowing in my gut and my head just don't feel right. It's been three long days since I heard you say my name. There's a skeleton tree scratching in the window pane. Hold on tight, or this world is gonna break you. One wrong move and the blue overtake you. Hold on tight, hold on tight. There's a cold dark well, it goes down, down, down. At the bottom of that well, your tears don't make a sound. There's a weeping child, lonely and afraid, and a cruel mama saying, look at the mess you made. Hold on tight, or this world is gonna break you. One wrong move and the blues will overtake you. Hold on tight, hold on tight.
So what were some of your favorite artists growing up, and how did they influence your music?
Well, I was definitely a big Bruce Springsteen fan, and particularly in the very early days in the of his recording, his songs were like little film noirs, you know, and you felt like you were really inside the story. And I would sit there, you know, with the lyric sheet in front of me and nobody else around. I would sit on my dad's desk with the record and the lyrics, and I was just right in the story. And that is the type of songwriting that really engages me the most, is when there's some storytelling involved. In the 80s, in college, I got involved in college radio, and I was able to do folk music programs and become exposed to some of the singer-songwriters who were coming up in the early 80s, like Greg Brown and Nancy Griffith and Bill Morrissey. And then later, as that expanded into people like Sean Colvin and Michelle Schacht, I was definitely influenced as a writer by those women and by their music.
In addition to being a musician, you're also an acupuncturist. So how do those two pursuits complement one another?
Well, I have this really amazing good fortune to have two jobs that I love, to have, you know, a lot of musicians are just dying to quit their day job, and that's not me. I have a community acupuncture clinic in Dennis that works on a sliding scale, and our goal is to make acupuncture broadly affordable. And I love that. I just, it feels so right to me to be part of making healthcare accessible. And the music is my creative outlet, so the two really do complement each other well.
All right, we're going to go out on another cut from your album, When We're Dancing. Tell us a little bit about the song and then the performance tomorrow.
Okay. Well, When We're Dancing was kind of inspired by actually dancing. And my wife and I have a friend, I'm going to say her name, hi, Darlene, who Melody has been friends with since they were teens. And we were out dancing one night, and I was looking at the two of them, and I could just feel how they were connecting with themselves all those years ago. And I loved that, and it kind of worked its way into this song.
All right, and you'll be performing tomorrow night, 7 p.m., La Russo Lounge at Flax Pond in South Yarmouth.
Well, the La Russo Lodge is a town-owned property. They rent it out for weddings and things, and so we've rented it for the concert. And it's really easy to find right off Exit 8.
All right, we'll have more information about Diana DeJoy and her new album, Nevermore, at our website, capeandislands.org. Thanks so much for being here.
Thank you.
I'm Indy Todd. Thanks for listening.
From cutting the cord to my responsibilities, setting us free from the laws of gravity. Our feet are gonna take us back to 17, when my heart was hungry and my soul was clean. My heart was hungry and my soul was clean. When we're dancing inside the groove, when we're dancing, there's liberation in every move. Baby, are you ready to remember who we used to be? All you gotta do is come dancing with me. All you gotta do. But the rhythm is as old as time. I needed you like Buddy Holly needed a ride. Rock and roll hit me like a fatal disease. It started in my belly, dropped it to my knees. Now it'll bend me, shake me any old way it pleases. When we're dancing inside the groove, when we're liberation in every move. Baby, are you ready to remember who we used to be? All you gotta do is come dancing with me. All you gotta do is come dancing with me. Trusting the arc of justice has gotten me leery. When I just can't move any faster, need a Fender bass and a Stratocaster. Some Memphis blues gonna help me ward off disaster. When we're dancing inside the groove, when we're dancing, there's liberation in every move. Baby, are you ready to remember who we used to be? All you gotta do is come dancing with me. All you gotta do is come dancing with me. All you gotta